Yeah, yes.
650, excuse me.
Those SMU. Huh? Okay. So, Kat, you experienced Kyle Field for the first time?
Yes.
Uh-huh. So how'd that go for you?
Oh, it was nice.
Where did you park?
I actually rode with the people from Candy.
That was probably a smart thing
to
do.
I rode in Tucker's car.
Okay, yeah, that way you kind of get to be closer to what's going on.
Yeah, it was good. I enjoyed being in the little tent. Actually, it was a whole lot bigger than I thought it would be.
Yeah, it's not like a pup tent.
No, I was just imagining some little tent with like
one,
you know, like a cooler from Walmart with sodas in it.
It's better than that.
Hey, Scott, ask me what happened to me at the game.
So what happened to you at the game?
Well, two things. One, I was on, I photobombed ESPN.
Oh, okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it will be on our Facebook page.
Did you make a weird face?
No, I was just standing there.
It was just regular weird face.
Yeah, just regular weird.
Yeah, okay.
And for those of you that don't know, I broke my hip about a year ago, so I'm still a little gimpy.
Okay.
And almost got killed by our starting quarterback, Johnny Touchdown.
How'd that happen?
He went out of bounds, and I wasn't fast enough to get out the way.
Oh!
Wow.
All right.
Now, that would have been a story. That's about up there with, like, getting a face kicked by Chuck Norris.
But
you would ask for that from Chuck Norris because Chuck Norris would want that.
Did you have that?
No, I'm just that's just part of the culture.
Oh, okay. Having spent time in Navasota, which is much closer than here to where he is, I just didn't know if that had been.
I have a lot of respect for that man. Yeah. I read his autobiography and just have a very high opinion of Chuck
Norris. He's still out there and a working actor at his age, which is pretty good. So now, Kevin, you're on the sidelines. Huh?
Yes, sir.
How did you get out of the way?
Well, I caught him. He wouldn't get out of the way. He ran into me. Yeah. Thankfully, he had slowed down enough. I caught him to keep him from falling into the Florida bench.
Yeah, okay.
But now your liver's split in two, huh?
Yeah, that.
Yeah, probably.
But I'm still here. I'm taking one for the team.
You normally on the sidelines, or is this something semi-new to you?
I've been on the sidelines for several that other school in Texas we talked about Friday.
Right, yeah.
And I've been on a couple sidelines at A&M games. Yeah. And hopefully I'll get to stay there, but it kind of has to do with how many people ask for press credentials.
Sure, okay. Well, that's good. Well, we'll get you down there and again catching players. You could say that, hey, save the player.
I'll put that on my resume.
That's,
sports guy and player catcher.
Mm-hmm, yeah. I met a defensive back from Air Force like that once, except I happened to be looking through the lens of a camera.
And I didn't
see him coming.
Did you get a black eye?
No, actually, I just got a cut on my face. It was okay. But what was neat is we were double shooting the game. In other words, I was shooting on the sideline and they were shooting up top. So, of course, they had video of me getting run over
by creamed.
So they showed that over and over.
Of course.
They thought that was really, really fun.
That's Christmas party goodies right there.
Absolutely. Let's do that. All right, let's see. I don't want to talk about politics except this. I think this is important enough that we should talk about it, and that is, of course, all the hoopla about tax cuts for the middle class and tax cuts for the rich and tax cuts for everybody. We finally have heard from an authority on the subject. In a tweet, the president says that he'll cut taxes for those who need it, middle-class families and small businesses. Responding to that, Pulitzer Prize-winning economist Lindsay Lohan has tweeted.
Oh, good Lord.
Because we always need to have Lindsay Lohan's input when it comes to the taxing of the U.S. Americans.
I'm waiting with bated breath.
Quote, we also need to cut taxes for those that are listed on Forbes as millionaires. If they are not, you must consider that as well. Thank you. Lindsay Lohan.
She is quite the intellectual brain trust.
She is, yeah.
She needs some positive influence in her life.
Well, she does, but she has to take the positive influence. I'm sure there are any number who are offering it. She just doesn't seem
her
to be
problem
willing
is,
to.
Her problem is she's taking everything else.
Yeah, that's, okay. Now, but I do have a story about Austin Goolsbee. Austin Goolsbee. He's kind of a liberal fella. He'd been the economic advisor for the Obama administration.
Isn't that kind of being pregnant?
Yeah, but you can't blame him. He was born in Waco, so what do you expect?
Waco's a good place.
Waco's all right, yeah.
One of my favorite towns in the whole world.
I'm happy that I used to live there. He says,
jerk.
No, I risk.
Just for that, I'll pour Dr. Pepper in your next beer that you leave in my presence.
Yeah, which, of course, I'm always doing. Anyway, we did that. So, also now over the weekend, Neil Bortz was in town.
Yes, he was.
He was actually at the hospitality tent.
Yes, he did. He makes appearances there. And you got a chance to meet him on Friday night, I know.
Yes, I told him that I had heard about the spiders.
Oh, okay, so he didn't have to tell you that story.
No, sir.
Okay, Neil was in town for his annual visit, got that done early so that he could, you know, jinx the Aggies yet again.
Yes, isn't he like 3-0 on that?
Yeah, I don't think he's seen the Aggies win, so that's...
it's all his fault.
Exactly, we'll blame it on him, but anyhow...
We should pay him money to stay away from the games.
Well, we might try to do that. We might see how that works out, as a matter of fact.
He'll be retired, so it won't matter.
That's right. Actually, we may see him more often now, whether... I'm not sure about that or not. All right, 6:45.